Hey, clever foxes, we've come to the final lesson. If you're looking at this one last, you might be doing it first, which is totally fine. This lesson is about support and celebration, and it is a quick one, but it's really very important. So we're going to go through finding an accountability buddy and also why you should celebrate your wins. So what is an accountability buddy? Basically, it's someone to help cheer you along. And if you're doing a partnership where you're each other's accountability buddy, it's a way to keep each other in check. You can motivate each other to succeed. And having an accountability buddy actually increases the likelihood of you reaching your goals. An accountability partner is a person who coaches another person in terms of helping the other person keep a commitment. So it could be one person or more than one person who supports you in making sure you meet all your goals and commitments and basically that you do all the stuff that you say you're going to do. So it's been said that people who succeed gain support from others, and in psychology it's known as an external motivator, someone outside of you that helps you stay motivated. So writing down and sharing your goals with another person dramatically increases the likelihood of you successfully meeting the goal, because not only are you writing it down, which makes it more real, but you've actually told someone that this is what you're going to do. So they keep you accountable. The next time you see them, they'll say, hey, so how did you go with that thing that you were going to do? And you are automatically in that mindset of, oh, I really should do that thing because, of course, because you need to do it for your business, but also because I need to tell so-and-so that, you know, my progress and what I've done. Because let's face it, it's pretty easy to get too busy and actually not do something that nobody knew you intended to do anyway. So once you tell someone, it's more likely that you'll actually do it. So once you've found your accountability buddy, I've got some tips for you to help make it work. Number one is meet regularly. It's really important that you have that regular scheduled meetup, and I would suggest maybe to start with once a fortnight. Ideally, it would be once a week, and this meetup does not have to be face-to-face, of course. It can be over the phone, over Skype, or even just chatting via email, but you do need to schedule a time in so you don't let it pass you by, because I know in my life, I always intend to, you know, catch up with my best friend, not even about business stuff, and 3 weeks pass, and we're both sort of like, where did that time go? We have no idea. So make sure that you schedule the time in to meet with your accountability buddy, hopefully once a week, but it could be once a fortnight to start with. If you are in the same city, definitely arrange to meet up, maybe a slightly more casual meetup that could be over a dinner or a lunch where maybe you don't talk just business stuff, but it's a great way to keep motivated and keep you on track. Tip number two is set time limits. You don't want to actually waste any time, so give each person in your accountability group or partnership a select amount of time to give their update and ask for help and make commitments for the week. The time really depends on how long you have together, so maybe if you're going to spend 2 hours together, you have an hour each, which is great. Just make sure you stick to the agenda and be mindful of other people's time. Make sure that you stick to your allotted time for your part and their allotted time for their part. And once you've talked about each other's stuff, then you can go on and, you know, talk about whatever comes up naturally. But do make sure that each other gets a good turn in. Number three is respect confidentiality. Because you're helping someone to succeed and they are also trying to help you succeed, you might speak of very personal matters, and this is really best kept between the two of you. Be really mindful that anything said to your accountability buddy or to you from your accountability buddy should be kept private and definitely not talked about to anybody else. Tip number four is actually really important. Take notes. It helps to keep notes of the conversations and the commitments made by each other. So gently remind each other of what they're up to and where they need to focus their attention. And also it's great to actually remember what you've talked about. I think the last time I talked to my accountability buddy, we chatted for about 6 hours, didn't take any notes. So I have some really important takeaways from that, but I don't know everything that we covered because I just can't remember. So it's really important to take notes. And tip number five is be bold and be firm. Since the focus is on producing results, be bold and ask for firm commitments. So ask questions like do what, by when, and how will I know you've done it? Don't just dance around and say, oh yeah, well you could maybe try and do this by this time, I guess. And make sure that you actually hold each other to those commitments that you've made. If there's a reason for not doing the commitment, then that's completely fine, but make sure you talk about it to ensure that each other are actually still on track. So a recap of those tips: meet regularly, set time limits, respect confidentiality, take notes, and be bold, be firm. A little bit of tough love might go a long way. Okay, now we come to celebrating your wins. Now, why do you think it's important to celebrate each time you have a little win, even if it's a tiny little win? Well, it's easy to get so caught up in the running of your business that you actually forget to celebrate the important milestones reached along the way, or, like I said, the little things. Recognition is what motivates and energizes people to make things happen. And when you work for yourself, you're actually the employee and the boss, and you need to make sure the boss gives the employee due credit for the amazing things they're doing. So probably most importantly, it actually lets you feel a sense of accomplishment. And as I mentioned in one of the other lessons, it's really important to get a positive feedback loop happening where you're looking at all the progress that you've accomplished from where you started and not the big gaping chasm that might be between you and your end goal. So it shows visible progress towards the big goals and it gives you drive and motivation to actually keep going rather than thinking, oh my God, I have so far to go. This is all too hard. I'm just going to take a break and then maybe never come back to it. So it really reminds you the goal setting works if you're celebrating each little win along the way. And besides the importance of celebrating wins for yourself, you should keep in mind that every milestone is actually a really good marketing opportunity. It's a chance to tell your story to your customers and your employees. And really, it's an occasion to get publicity and it gives you a reason to make a splash and to raise awareness of your business in your community. So as a little example, the 2-year anniversary of the Hub being open is coming up soon. And what I should really be doing is getting the word out via press release to all media outlets and publications so I can leverage that milestone that's coming up to get some publicity happening for myself. And it's really about treating yourself, but for a really important reason, that is a job pretty, I'm going to swear, really fucking well done. You work so hard all the time, all the time, all the time. You really need to remember that each time that something is accomplished or achieved, you really need to just like go out and buy an ice cream, honestly. As long as you're moving forward, you deserve to celebrate. This is a really important reason why we have the private Facebook group. Each time you have a little win along the way, so maybe it's just that you've completed one of the tasks in this program, or maybe it's that you sold a product, or maybe it's that you have been on national TV and got some amazing thing out into the world and earned your first $10,000. Like, that would be awesome. Come into the group and tell everyone, and we will celebrate with you. Virtual high fives all around. Pop the champagne. Have a nice dinner out. You know, all of those beautiful things that make life amazing, you need to pile onto yourself every time that you have a little win. And we'll help you do that virtually in the Facebook group. Okay, guys, this is it. If you are listening to this lesson last, then that's it. You've gone through every single lesson that there is so far in the program. You have lifetime access. And what I would really love is to hear about what you found that is working for you, how far you've come from where you started, what are those little steps along the way that you have actually completed, and let's celebrate some wins with you. This is definitely not the end, so keep going on your small business adventure, and we're here every step of the way. And most importantly, have fun with it.